Oh, welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor to Jesus Christ. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's a blessing to be with you once again this morning. And I'm still sharing concerning an understanding. In 1 John 5:20, the Bible says that, "For the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding." He's giving us an understanding so that we may know Him that is true. And we are in Him that is true. We are in Him that is true. You see, that is an understanding that He has brought. He's brought us an understanding. Hallelujah. You know, and we are in Him. We are one with Him. Apart from that, He has made us know that our future is in our hands. He's giving us our future, you see. So it's so nice to know that your future is not in someone else's hand. It means that you don't have to depend on a third party to make your future wonderful. You can do something about your future. You are responsible for your future. Nobody else's. God trusts you. God believes in you. He believes that you can handle your future. That is why He has given it to you. So you must work together with Him. Use His word and change your future by speaking good things, because you can cause good things to happen in your life through your words. Speak good things. The future is yours. It's not for someone else. It belongs to you. Speak prosperity. Speak greatness. Speak love. Speak power. Speak influence. And that is exactly what you're going to experience. It works. The word of God works. Oh, hallelujah. You see. So I want to share with you concerning another side of the understanding that God has brought to us through Christ. The fact that we are not sinners. We are righteous in His sight. The fact that we have been made His righteousness. We have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And I want to read from Romans chapter 3 verse 23. The Bible says that, "For all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God." A lot of believers make mention of this particular scripture when they are praying. You know, that is like the opening scripture. They always begin on the wrong note. They always say that, "Let us confess our sins, for we are all sinners, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." That is not what the Bible said. That is not the understanding that Jesus Christ has brought. By saying that you annul all that Jesus has done, and you make God a liar, you see, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, the Bible says that He has made Him to be sin. He has made Christ to be sin, who knew no sin, so that you and I might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That is what has happened. And that's the mindset that you must carry, the mindset of righteousness. Righteousness is a gift, and it has been given to you by Christ. Have that mindset. It's part of the mindset of Christ. The fact that I'm a righteous man, I have a right standing with God. You know, righteousness means to have a right standing with God. To be able to stand in front of God without any sense of shame, any sense of guilt, or any sense of inferiority. And to be able to stand in front of the devil with that same confidence, not having any sense of guilt or any sense of fear, but telling him to his face to get out of your life and to get out of other people's lives for him to respond. That is righteousness. Righteousness is the right standing that we have with Christ. Righteousness is the nature of God Himself. To be right. The ability of God to be right. Hallelujah. And when you read in Romans chapter 3, I'd love for us to really understand this. So I want to read from verse 20. I'm reading the Amplified so that you understand even some more. It says, "For no person will be justified, made righteous." You see, he explains what justified means. Made righteous, acquitted, and judged acceptable in God's sight by observing the works prescribed by the law. For the real function of the law is to make men recognize and be conscious of sin, not mere perception, but an acquaintance with sin which works towards repentance, faith, holy and holy character. And it says, "But now the righteousness of God has been revealed independently and altogether apart from the law, although actually it is attested by the law and the prophets, namely the righteousness of God which comes by believing with personal trust and confident reliance on Christ Jesus, the Messiah. And it is meant for all who believe, for there is no distinction." You see, he says the righteousness that he's talking about is namely the righteousness of God, which comes by believing with personal trust. If you have believed, if you have believed in Jesus Christ, then you have been made righteous. You are no more a sinner. The opposite of righteousness is sin. That is the opposite of righteousness. The opposite of sin is not holiness. The opposite of sin is righteousness. Hallelujah. It says, "But now the righteousness of God has been revealed independently and altogether apart from the law, although it's actually attested to by the law and the prophets." Then it says, "Namely, the righteousness of God, which comes by believing with personal trust and confident reliance on Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And it is meant for all who believe." It is meant. This righteousness is meant for all who believe. The question is, have you believed? If you have believed, then this righteousness is for you. "For there is no distinction." You see, he says, "For there is no distinction." No distinction between who and who. No distinction between the Jews and the Gentiles. If you read the whole of chapter 3, you get to understand what he's saying. "For there is no distinction between the Jews and the Gentiles, since all have sinned and are falling short of the honor and glory which God bestows and receives." Do you see where the scripture came from? It says, "For there is no distinction, because all have sinned and are falling short of the glory of God." Then verse 24 says, all are justified and made upright and in right standing with God. You remember what the word justified means? It means to be declared not guilty, to be declared righteous. So all are righteous and made upright and in right standing with God, freely and gratuitously by His grace, His unmerited favor and mercy, through the redemption which is provided in Christ Jesus. So if you are born again, then you have received this particular gift of righteousness. Think like that. Think that you have a right standing with God. God does not see your sin. God is not looking at your wrongs. God sees you as righteous. Just think about that. Righteousness produces right living. You can't live right if you don't think that you are righteous. If you think righteousness, you produce rightness. A good man, out of the good tree that he is, produces good fruits. If you know that you are the righteousness of God, then you produce the rightness of God in every single thing that you do. You'll be surprised that you can't do some things. You'll be surprised that you can't do all the things that you couldn't help yourself not do. You'll be shocked if you think like this. This is the mindset that God has brought. I'll see you again tomorrow. Then God bless you. I love you very much with all of my heart. Bye-bye.